Last time, we had a look at bad hires. Those are the hiring situations that arise when we get candidates on board as employees that don't fit within our business. They can cause trouble, they can cause issues, and they're generally something that businesses do not need. What we're going to look at now is, how do we avoid those bad hiring situations? How do we avoid getting those employees on that don't integrate and don't fit within our organisation? If we are going to be doing the hiring ourselves, we need to be aware, first of all, that bad hires do happen, but there are also ways and means around about doing it the right way. Because the question should be asked, can you avoid bad hires? And the answer is absolutely. There's absolutely no inevitability when it comes to bad hires. Just be aware that there are pitfalls that you can fall into when hiring that you need to avoid. The bottom line is, getting the hiring right will be the key for you to have things work smoothly. Effective hiring methods are the key. And let's have a look at some of the main points that go around what is effective hiring. First of all, it's taking care and control of the hiring process. Now, when we look at any sort of process, whether it be a process in our business, whether it be a IT process, whether it be a customer process, the underlying thing with all that is a plan. And we should have a plan when it comes to hiring. What a plan does, it puts together all those steps that you need to follow to make sure that you have quality and control within the hiring process that allows you to cover all bases. The plan in itself will be a major step forward in avoiding bad hiring situations, taking care and taking control of that hiring process. Second of all is understanding your culture. This is the environment that you're creating and looking to maintain. If it's a positive culture, you need to know what makes it a positive culture. You need to also identify what kind of person as an employee is going to fit into that culture. If you don't understand what is going on with your business, what makes your employees tick, and what makes your employees create cohesiveness and productivity, how are you going to identify the right person to fit into your organization? Make sure you have a clear understanding of your culture. Alongside that is profiling the ideal candidate. Understand what traits, what skills, what behaviors they have before heading into the process. This makes sure that you take into consideration the culture requirements and the skills requirements and puts it together into a clear picture of the perfect candidate for your role. That then should be the basis of the position description and the selection criteria, both of which will qualify what is the ideal candidate for you. Another point, and this is, I guess, it falls into some of the mistakes that businesses make when they hire, is a focus purely on skills. Now, as I've said in those last two points, there's been a real focus on culture and behaviours and traits. These are what should be really brought in alongside the skills. Don't get me wrong, you definitely need to have the technical competencies within your employee. But what about if you have a situation where a candidate has, say, 70% of the technical competencies that you require, yet fits your culture, fits your business, fits the standing and the brand that you have created like a glove? Are you going to forsake that candidate based on a lack of skills? Bear that in mind when you are interviewing, when you are going through the hiring process. Look for both qualities, technical skills and competencies, and softer skills. It's what I call soft skills, which are those behaviours and traits and culture fit that make the perfect, well-rounded candidate. Alongside that, recruit or hire with a view towards retention and engagement. Retention is essentially the way that you hold on to your staff, and that is based around how they are feeling within the organization, within your business, how challenged they are, and how engaged they are, how well they work within the rest of the team, how well you as a leader interact with them. All this goes into creating the perfect employee. And if you have that in mind at the start, so you are focusing on all these areas, and in the back of the mind, you are asking yourself whether this employee is going to be someone that is going to stay, but also be engaged, be a part of your team. Now, when it comes to the final decision, we've gone through the hiring process. We're at the decision-making process. Make that final decision carefully. Consider all the points covered during that hiring process. Ask yourself, did you think they displayed the characteristics and the traits and the behaviors and the skills that you need for your organization? Did you feel comfortable with them? Did you feel you could get along with them? Bring into consideration all the points, including feedback from staff and from other interviewers. Make sure, is that fit? It's the final question you need to ask. You need to make sure they fit into your team, your workplace, and your environment. And finally, onboard and orientate effectively. This is basically the way that you bring your new employee into your organization for the first day, the first week, and the first month. Remember, as a new employee, you may remember this when you went through this before, a new employee is nervous, they're uncertain, they're unsure. An orientation process that alleviates those feelings will do so much benefit for your organization. If you can give them tasks to do in the first day, week, and month, if you can show them around your workplace environment clearly, effectively, if you bring in members of your team to assist them in the orientation process, all that will go together to make sure you have an employee that is engaged from the start. So the bottom line is, when it comes to bringing on a new employee, get the skills and culture fit right and put in a plan of attack to put in an effective hiring system. And that allows you to work through very clearly to the kind of candidate and to the type of employee that you want. Putting that together avoids the bad hiring decisions that plague so many businesses. It will give you a major leg up when it comes to productivity, when it comes to revenue, and when it comes to profit. If you want that in your business, it is important that you start at the very first instance, and that is the way that you bring on new employees to your organization. Thanks very much. I'm Scott Brown.